This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official Raider podcast. I'm your host, JT. Big guest list lined up for you. The voice of the Denver Broncos, Dave Logan, about to join us. Also, former Raider receiver and 49er legend, the great Jerry Rice. And Rich Eisen on the 11-year anniversary of the NFL Network launching. Rich has a lot of respect for the silver and black. He'll join us a little bit later on. Raiders still looking for their first win of the year. I can't believe I continue to tell you that. 0-8 as the AFC champions of last year, the Denver Broncos, come to town. But an interesting story with Denver as they come to O.co Coliseum. They're coming off the beatdown by the New England Patriots, 43-21. Easily the worst Bronco loss in the Peyton Manning era, because it was a rivalry game. Manning gets up to play Tom Brady. Coming into that game, Brady owned the rivalry 10-5, and it looked like Denver had this game circled, and they were completely dominated in this one as the Patriots were trying to put up 50 on them late in this game. So Denver comes into the Coliseum with a loss in a game where Peyton Manning did not have a good game. He threw for 438 yards, but two interceptions, which were costly. They weren't able to run the ball. They only ran it for 43 yards, and Tom Brady lit him up for four touchdowns and an interception. So the Raiders are getting a wounded animal coming in here, and the Broncos have a lot to play for the rest of their way. So expect the best out of Peyton Manning in what, for the Broncos, turns out to be a bounce back game as they come into the East Bay. Raiders coming off a gutty performance but a loss in Seattle by a score of 30-24. I like the way the Raiders played, especially in the second half of that game, as they were fighting hard. Had an opportunity with an onside kick late to get the ball back and possibly win the game, but the Raiders came up short again. Still the same problem with the silver and black. Running the football, only 37 yards, and that brings them down again to 65.5 yards per game, dead last in the NFL. I keep mentioning the bright side of Khalil Mack. He is playing at a very high level, putting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. And Derek Carr in the last game, 194 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions in that game, but he was fighting hard in the fourth quarter going back and forth with Russell Wilson. So I know Raider fans are looking for that first victory. It's going to be tough with Peyton Manning in Oakland, but the Raiders are fighting hard. This is clearly a different team than the team coming off the loss in London against the Miami Dolphins when they made a coaching change.